or HKX mobile.
Yesterday, weed eating and cutting the grass, but managed to get all that done. And then
yesterday, went down to Anderson to the one boy's house, loaded up the trampoline. He got crushed by the tree during the storm and a couple of other things to haul off for him. I got to make a run, I guess, on Tuesday night to the dump.
Got a fairly busy Saturday anyway.
Waited a little bit long to weed eat, so a lot of it was really tall. Made it a lot that much harder.
Go to sleep at one time? What'd you think about calling the net Friday night?
Girl of monkeys.
Getting them letters right. Matching them right keys. That's fun. I wouldn't say it's a piece of cake, but a little practice it would be.
Still make mistakes I did last night. A couple guys couldn't get their calls, so it happens. Don't worry about it. If you could just learn to not let it stress you out as much when you're calling it. So, and you learn to have fun with it.
I heard you. But yeah, have some the best of them. I'll say, getting to that first initial time, once you get through that, it's like, oh, okay, this is what I need to do better.
It's not that bad, really. Like I said, you just got to learn to be able to laugh at yourself and learn from your mistakes.
Living in your safety zone and not getting outside your safety zone, you're not learning. You're not doing your full potential there.
So are you going to pick up every other Friday, or are you just going to stay when we need you?
Try the every other, if I can talk this morning. I talk like I call the net. If I can do the every other Friday, I'll try that for a while.
Then I'll let Dave know so that you can, that you're going to take it. Larry's calling this Friday, so should be covered.
Are you going to do the every other Friday?
It's every other Friday, and then you do every other Friday opposite of him, so that means Fridays will be covered anyway.
And I'd hate to see the automated net software having to be used. I think that's, we've been doing this for years, so many years, every single day. I mean, why stop now, you know?
Well, we've had a couple other people sign up, so hopefully we'll have enough to keep it filled and not have to do that.
And the rain is just about stopped.
I'm dressing, it had stopped, so just right there around the state line.
New developments on the Jeep there?
Anything else to it other than we put some steps. I bought some steps that hook onto the rock rails and that to make it a little easier to get in. But other than that, we haven't done anything else to it.
Has it worked? You bought a TJ series? I don't know what the last one they made that body style of the Jeep. You bought one of those. A really nice looking Jeep. But I don't know. But you got one. Everybody's drooling over it at work there. Gray with the fancy LED headlights and all.
Much things that you can do to a Jeep. I mean, you can spend tens of thousands of dollars on it.
All those rubber duckies at the house.
Yeah. I was just asking if he's going to start going trail riding with Mike and Tim.
Hey, kid, if you need any of those rubber duckies, go line your dashboard. I got a whole box full of them at the house.
She's got a whole bag full of them. She's got all set up to put on Jeeps when she sees them. And that last time I went on an excursion with Mike and Tim, I about killed myself. Down to Saluda, I was in a canoe and the river narrowed, got faster, and I mean, I've had this canoe 20 years and never tipped it over, and that sucker, I tipped it over and it got hung up on a log jam, and me and Susan were pushed up against the logs and everything. It was bad.
Yeah, my history involves nobody will get in a canoe with me, and there's a reason for that.
It's been all right, but I grabbed the branch trying to slow us down because we were coming in way too quick, and it just caused us to tip over.
Did you lose anything?
Lost like a sock. And that the canoe was completely submerged up against the log jam, and I was holding on to it. And that Susan managed to get on Mike's kayak, and then I passed there. I told him, I said, I think if I turn loose this canoe, it'll shoot out. And it, I turned it loose, and it shot out, and the other people that were with us grabbed it and brought it back so I could get back in it.
Company picnic for actually J.C. Penney there in Charleston. It was at Charlestown Landing, and they have canoes you can rent. We rented one of them canoes, and my buddy and his girlfriend, they rented a canoe, and me and Wendy ran old 60s Smith & Wesson strapped to my ankle holster, and got that canoe, and me and the wife went out and tipped the canoe over right there in the salt marsh. NC9B. Yeah, we squished and squished all the way back after the car after we got the canoe uprighted and took it back and then walked through the picnic. You know, everybody's having a good old time at the picnic. Here we are soaking wet, hair's wet, squishing in the shoes, then back home.
Mine's 44 inches wide in the middle. I mean, Susan stood up in the front fishing and everything, and I've stood up in the back and everything, and it, you know, it's real stable. Just that we're just coming in way too quick. KN4 TFW.
Working in the supply office at the Charleston PD, and the sergeant is a certified armorer for Smith & Wesson, and we pulled that Smith & Wesson Model 60 apart, cleaned it up real good, all the salt water out of there, lubed it up real good, put it all back together. Never had a problem with it. And it was my son and I. We lived half a block from Tyler Marsh and from the Intercoastal Waterway there in Charleston. And he had a canoe down there with his buddy. And we went down and dived out of the canoe and had a Yaesu FT530. Brand new, dual band. It did crossband repeat on my hip, on my belt. We got in the canoe and shoved off and promptly turned the canoe right over.
Taking any electronics with me on the canoe, that's for sure. And usually if I take my phone, it's going to be in some kind of floating waterproof case.
C530 in one of those little vinyl cases and pulled it out of the water, immediately took the battery off it and backed it in rice and shipped it back to Yaesu. They cleaned it all up, sent it right back. No charge.
Doing that several times.
Told me I've been a Yaesu guy. Say, I don't do canoes. That truck, I'm going to get it at work today. Apparently got to do a spare. So I get to see whatever the new spare is going to be.
I've been hauling, it might be a pickup truck.
I'm going to run to Anderson this morning, so it'll be interesting to see. I'll send you a picture, Patrick. A picture.
Yesterday. Team where they put that nice new red light.
Control now?
Yeah, Roger.
Get my big old 53-footer right through there.
Tough, especially if you're in the car trying to turn left, because, I mean, you can't hardly see over that bridge.
Trying to do that in a tractor trailer. Sometimes I'll stop at that little convenience store there and get a snack or two. Traffic light operating now. It might be a little bit easier for me to get my snacks.
Starting to get a little bit busier.
Retired Navy guys saw that restaurant, the little nightclub, dip toy, whatever you would call it, there in the corner, Fubar. Yeah, it's all Navy term. Buddy's thing, they have a bar named Fubar
Fubard.
I'm going to make a stop this morning, so you gentlemen, I will be back in just a moment. KO4H Kicks.
Hello, we'll be here. NC9B.
15 more minutes anyway.
Morning.
You all squared away, Ken?
That.
Kirk was going to look out for you.
Eric, too.
You get it working?
I think the salt air got to it and it just was real intermittent. I mean, he got it to fire up, but you couldn't change anything or do anything with it. I told him to just go ahead and trash it.
Some things, out in the weather, they'll go.
You know, it was in storage probably 10 or 12 years down there in Florida. Worked is I got a really, really old gear from probably in the 1950s. It's you got to plug it up, and it's got tubes and everything in it.
You do CW?
Not DCW.
Right, tubes and everything. That'd be an interesting gear.
Make about 10 or 12 pounds and that, but I mean, it works. I dry up here at 85 to 26.
4-H gig, sorry. Just been spotty rain since I crossed the state line and got down in the cattle chute. So, not too bad over here in Berea right now.
W4FCM, morning, guys.
Hope you're having a good start to your day. It's KO4-H gig, Patrick.
Patrick, yeah, doing well, thanks. Our boy rained here all night long. Just poured the entire night. So I think now the wind's gone. There's in 40-mile-an-hour winds. All my trees are in dipoles, and they sway and sag and hopefully left enough slack. If so, maybe antennaless with some comes up later, but we'll see. But, I'm ready for some warmer weather. But, hey, no complaints. We need the rain. We've had plenty of it. So bring on some drier weather and warmer weather and plant the garden. Maybe mid-April is that thing planted. W4FCM.
Fred, hope you get your garden planted here, down here. About a month before I say plant a garden up around the house. Still got freezing temperatures for tomorrow up at the house, so. Not a good time to put a garden in the ground unless it's potatoes. So.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, 35 here in the upstate Wednesday morning. I once did 30 tomato plants out there, and they were all brown and gone. So, you're right, maybe late April at the earliest. But at least I'll walk around it and look, say, yep, I'm putting peppers there and tomatoes there and planting it out. So, hey, carry on, guys. My son will be up eventually, usually 6:30. He'll call in W4FCM. Just finished reading one book. I'd find another book to read. I get up early just to read W4FCM.
Enjoy your book, and good to hear you this morning, Fred. And yeah, we'll all be out of here by 6:30. So you and John can have it there. But we'll move out of the way if you want to give him a call for sure.
On the 6:30, I just whatever, guys. I'm here. So carry on. Enjoy hearing your chat. Yeah, I'm glad I cut my grass Saturday, because way to the end of a stick. So after all this rain, it's going to be a jungle out there. W4FCM sign. Go in there and get a cup of coffee.
Perfect. So, 73, have a great day. Stay dry. Don't blow away.
NC9B.
Dion, you be careful out there in the big truck and in the winds, and maybe I'll catch you later today. KO4H gets.
Have a good one. Be careful. KN4 TFW. Got to go to Kentucky in 2 weeks for the daughter. I hope all the roads ain't washed away up there, all the rain they had.
There's been some pretty severe storms coming through. Sure had a rash of them here in the southeast the last couple of months. Send me a link to their YouTube channel that they started, him and Tim. Been posting videos of where they've been trail riding in their Jeeps.
They're a little side by side. I knew he had some side by sides. Riding simple trails or all that, climbing over rocks and doing all that other stuff.
I wouldn't have been concerned about taking the excursion across any of it, but I've been four-wheeling much worse than that for quite some years, so that was just like a dirt road around the house.
Looking for some of those to do. I saw they had a Jeep Adventures class where you could go, and they showed you all about your Jeep and how to use the different stuff, and it took you out on some trails and did some obstacles and that. Thinking about signing up for one of those.
The one I watched them go to was Chestnut Ridge down in Georgia, down there and ride around it. They had him, Tim, Shelly, his wife, or their two daughters and their husbands. So a nice little group of kids and grandkids.
Well, I might have to get hooked up with them and do some of that. That'd be fun.
I'll forward you the link to the YouTube channel so you can watch the video if you want to.
That'd be good. I mean, Susan don't mind. No, she said she's not gonna mind taking this one off road a little bit. It's more set up for off road than the other one was.
It's supposed to go off road. They're not meant to be on pavement.
It's a 2-door and it's got 33s on it. The other one just had, you know, regular stock tires.
It's just a crew cab, power wagon, pickup truck out there on that trail, so you know it's not too bad.
I just got to figure out all the switches on this thing.
Figure it out. Best way to figure it out is get out there and use it.
Rear lockers. It doesn't have front lockers, but it's got rear lockers that you can engage. And then it has off-road plus that does something to the, to the gearing or the motor or something. Then it brings up a bunch of more gauges up on the dash, up on the, you know, on the console.
Brings up a incline meter and a couple other things, so you know that you're not getting too far over and with a list or too steep. So different things there coming up, but it probably changes the gear ratio in the transfer case. That way get a little more gear reduction out of it. And then the electric locker in the rear end, that's actually a pretty good thing to have.
Use any of that. I watched a little video and it was talking about the the little plus button there, and it only worked at 4 low.
Piece of advice, do not put that in while you're driving on the snow and ice. Because you will not be able to turn. It will just push the front end. So, don't do it. Don't engage that. Unless you're just trying to get out of something and then unengage it.
KN4 TFW.
For wheelbase and a locker in the rear, yeah, you will not be able to turn it. It'll just push it right straight and into the bank or wherever you're heading. So just be careful with that one.
Use those bead locker type rims. Is that when you're running really low air pressure and going over rocks and stuff?
Yeah, that's really the only time you'll need that. If you're airing down or high horsepower, which Jeeps don't have high horsepower, so you're using it more for low air pressure and maneuvering over the rocks and that kind of thing. Sand, too.
Get out to the beach and that's up. probably have to lower the air down for that.
I think you'll need meat lockers for that KO4H gig.
You come with that kind of rim. Yeah, you would know it start raining right when I'm about to pull up at work, right?
Tell me you need another shower, Ken. Riding a bicycle out here this morning on North Fish Trap Road with no reflectors, no nothing.
Reading about him in the news tonight.
I've seen just a glimpse of reflecting on the shiny paint on the bicycle.
They took down the sign that showed a picture of a gun with a big red circle around it.
You don't have concealed carry permits in there now?
I meant anything.
It's just a way for them to stay legal and say, well, we have signs up. That's the way most places are. Just a way for them. I see that passed the law that if you put that sign up, then there's something happens and you're responsible for people not being able to defend themselves.
Should be.
And I respect their rights to say that if we don't want firearms in there, and it's my choice at that point whether I go in or not. That's the way I look at it. Just like if I come to your house, you said you didn't want them in there, you know, I'm not going to get mad at you, but I'm going to make the decision, do I want to come in or do I not? So that's just the way it is.
Well, I'm pulling into the spot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a safe day out there in the rain, and I'll catch up with you later, probably in the morning, KM4 TFW.
You be careful out there, and yeah, maybe I should catch you in the morning. Not planning on being out anyway. KO4H gets. I'll be clear. 7-3.